Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathy, and I'm sitting in for Vince. I have Sharon with me, and this is USA Prepares. And today we are going to be talking about ways we save money, particularly dehydrating and grocery store and gardening. And some of the things that we have done for a long time. So I want to thank Jason for engineering the program. And I want to say hi to Sharon. How are you, Sharon?
Well, I'm doing good. Good morning. Yeah, we were talking about this off air. USA Prepares is about preparing for life. And so it can be anything from small things to, like, I know a young couple that he fell off a ladder and will be laid up for a couple months. You can get sick and not be able to go to work, and you can't always get unemployment right away. Or there's the basic things like tornadoes, hurricanes, or earthquakes, or just other things that can come up. And so right now, you and I have both talked about, we see inflation happening big time. And we also have observed, as anybody's been watching, that there's going to probably be some drought, and that will really affect the amount of food we have. And then our country has been selling off a lot of our reserves that common sense would say we're going to need down the road. So in this sense, I think it's wise to prepare for the changes in our economics. And so we have lived kind of what you call frugal life, but it's not a cheap or less, not generous life, just an intentional way of living. And we have learned a lot of ways to save money. And so that's kind of where we were going, like Kathy said, we were going to talk about today, the ways we save money. And then one of the ways that you can put up produce and save with dehydrating. And I would say it applies to both males and females, because you both want to eat and you both need basic life food, you know, like toilet paper and, you know, things like that. So where were you wanting to talk about what you did to save money?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it's take advantage of sales. If you're at the store and you find a great sale on produce or whatever you use in the kitchen, whether it's Ziploc bags or it's foil or meat, it's just good to take advantage of that. And one of the things I wanted to mention was I kind of was thinking about some of the ways that I had saved money in the last week or two. And I'll just make a few comments, and then we'll get into dehydrating. And there's so many things to dehydrate, and it's such a money saver. And it's nice, too, because if you're going to make soup and you don't have celery, and you have celery or onions dehydrated or carrots dehydrated, it's just wonderful to just go down and grab them and put them in your soup or your stew. And then you don't have to run to the store for that one more item that you forgot. But I wanted to mention a few things that I had done just this past couple weeks. Was one of the things was I had two fitted sheets for our bed. One got a small hole in the side of it on the side wall. So I mended that, and it came out fine. We can reuse the sheet. And the other one was literally too big. It just kept coming off the ends of the fitted sheet came off the mattress. So I just took in like 2 inches on each corner where the seam is to make it fit tighter, and it fits fine now. So most people probably would have gotten rid of it, but I was like, well, the worst thing that can happen is it's not going to fit right, and I'll just have to get new sheets now, but it fits fine. So for now, it's, you know, that works out. And then I had a couple hand towels that some of the stitching came out on, and I just quickly went through and stitched them up, and so they're not going to fall apart and get all frayed. And I had a waistband that had the same thing where all the stitching came out. The other thing I did was I was going to get actually shopping for the new grandbaby, and I passed the church, and they had a rummage sale. So I went in, and it was a Saturday where you had, sometimes they'll have, like, they're trying to get rid of everything. So they had two bags, you spent $5, and you could fill them as full as you wanted. And I got two bags of, like, children's books and baby clothes, and I got some of that Zote soap. I mean, the whole thing was just filled with all practical things that I could use, some Tupperware and just items that I know that I think I got a Bible, too, but it was just for $5. It was just amazing, everything that I got. So it was just something where it was kind of spur of the moment. I was just driving by, and I thought, okay, I'll run in for, you know, 20 minutes, and so I got a lot of nice, usable items. And the couple other things that I did was I had some leftovers in the refrigerator, and I literally took everything out of the refrigerator, and I was like, I made two more dinners out of the leftovers that I had, which I kind of forgot I had them. They were in there for a couple of days. They got pushed to the back. So those were some of the things I did. So it's just, I wanted to kind of bring this up because I know some people, I know one person that never went garage sailing or did rummage sale in her whole life, and she went with me once. And she just is hooked now because she couldn't believe some of the nice things that she could get and for the prices that she could get. And some of the older items, like she got an older toaster oven that looked brand new. I don't even think it was ever used. And she just can't believe the quality of this one compared to the new one that she had used. And she gave it away because it just didn't work as well. So anyway, Sharon, I don't know if you have any comments to what I said.
Oh, I think garage sales, rummage sales, and particularly estate sales frequently are, like, really good places to shop. The thing about when you go garage selling, though, is kind of be aware of what you really need. You know, I mean, are you going to – my thought is, am I going to really use this? Do I need it? But will I really use it? And do I have a place for it? Because we live in a rather small home. And it kind of eliminates, oh, that's such a cute knickknack. Well, where are you going to put it? Or that's a cute picture or various things like that. But, no, I've gotten some amazing, amazing deals. I got a whole bunch more cereal bowls that match my particular set of dishes for only 50 cents a piece. And there's no way you could buy them that cheap anywhere else. So, but at the stores, like you were talking about shopping, we have a Kroger store. And I shop there a lot because they actually do a lot of markdowns. So I was able to find two 25-pound bags of flour for only $3.49 each. And then they also have the Kraft Mayo down for $1.79. And I'm going to guess that the mayo has an earlier expiration date, but I can assure you if you can keep it in a cool, dark place, it's good for 2-3 years. I've been doing it for a long time. I pay no attention to the expiration date as long as it's sealed. I mean, I wouldn't do it 10 years old probably, but, you know, 2-4 years. It's mayonnaise doesn't really go bad if it's sealed. Most things don't. And then I found gallon, like, Ziploc baggies for only 49 cents. So, and then I also went to, we have an Albertson store, and I only bought 13 items, and I managed with their digital sales and coupons and stuff like that. I saved $20.85. But the point is, how can we adjust to the inflation we're seeing now and what I expect to be even higher is kind of where I'm at. And I also feel like, why should I pay $100 for something new when I can get one really good, maybe somebody didn't like, for $10, $20 at garage sale? And so I'm not interested in paying full price for most things. I personally, if I'm going to donate money, I will donate it to the charity I care about instead of the store. So it's kind of a philosophy that I live with. You know, some things you have to pay full price. That's just the way it is. But both Kathy and I save a lot of money by buying this way. And you just kind of have to be first aware, like we talked in a past class, about what you use and how often you use it. And then you go to the store. It's like, well, I do a fair amount of baking, not quite as much as I used to, but because there's just two of us, but I do, like, I make her own biscuits, I make her own pancakes, I make her own, you know, muffins, all that kind of stuff. So flour will store quite well now. I'm in northwest Montana, so I don't know about humidity places, but personally, the way I store a lot of my flour is just I get a 5-gallon bucket, and I put those white trash bags that haven't been treated, don't have any smell or anything, just plain white trash bags. And I put one inside the other. I put the flour in the middle, and then I twist it down, and I twist the second one down, and I put the super tight lid on top. And I even store some out in our storage shed because we have a small place. And I've had it last at least a year out there, at least maybe 2 years. And as long as you don't store it next to, like, if you're in a garage, don't store it next to your gasoline. Fumes and smells will come through plastic over time. So you don't want to put it next to anything strong smelling, but, you know, if you're sitting next to, say, a case of paper towels or toilet paper, it's not going to hurt a thing, and it'll store quite well. And I've stored a lot of my dry beans and stuff. When we raised our children, we have 5. I would buy beans in the, you know, 25-pound bags and stuff, and I would throw them in buckets doing the same technique, and I never lost anything as long as you got to it. And not the beans at all, but flour, if you leave it in there, like I had a bucket get lost, and it was probably like 5 years old, and it had just a little bit of an off taste on it. It wouldn't hurt you, but you wouldn't probably make your bread from it. It might, or biscuits, it would probably have a little bit off taste. But you can save, you can buy these things, and you can save them. They actually, a lot of things don't have to be in your house. You can store them in an outbuilding, or as long as it's a tight container, like those 5-gallon buckets, most varmints cannot get into those if they're tight. And so you could even stack them in lean-to or something like that. And that way, when prices do go up even more, which I can't see how they're not going to do, you'll have saved a lot of money, and you won't have to cut your standard of living down as quickly, and you won't have to stress how you're going to come up with the money to pay so much more for your groceries.
Well, and I agree. You know, you talked about Kroger, and I went there last week, and now is the time they're going to be getting rid of, like, all the winter seasonal things. And I walked in, and they had their cough drops, 10 cents a bag, their Hall's cough drops. And they had a big bin of them. And so I bought, like, I have several people I know that use them, so I bought like 20 bags. So I gave 5 to one person and 5 to another, and I kept 10. But those are $1, or they're like $2, I think, a bag. But they're trying to get rid of them because they need shelf space, and they'll probably be marking down like their cough medicine if you need some, those type, Vicks maybe, those things, and they're going to be bringing in their spring and summer things if they haven't already. So that's just, you kind of keep your eyes open. If every store has little cubby holes and areas where they have markdowns. And if you don't know, you can ask the employees because they do move them around. I have had that happen where they used to have it in one spot. And they'll go, well, we have frozen things here. We have bread here. We have dry goods over there. So I would say look around and do that. But I've noticed the price of meat has really, really gone high. I can't believe $6-$7 for meat, and on like pork, or, you know, even some of the beef is $4-$5. So when we come back, we're going to talk about dehydrating, and Sharon's had done quite a bit, probably more than me. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll talk about dehydrating.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the class. I'm here with Sharon. Sharon, would you like to explain dehydrating to the class and like what types there are and what you do?
Yeah, we can. Can I make a quick comment on what you said? In the markdowns, a lot of the stores are going, well, the companies are going to slightly smaller sizes. Like they already jumped from 16 ounces to 14.5, and they're starting to shrink it. It's called shrinkflation, but they have to get rid of the other stuff because there's obviously a different size. And so you'll probably find a lot of markdowns in the next month or so beyond the seasonal stuff. Just when the new packaging comes in, it'll probably be somewhat smaller and look very bright and cheerful, but you'll be getting less ounces in it. And so then they will take the older packaging and put it wherever they put it and they'll mark it down a lot. And so this is actually a super ideal way to stock up on things. But back to dehydrating. We were talking about this. People have been dehydrating probably since almost the beginning of time and centuries. And Indians, they just put it out on planks and let it dry. Or sometimes they would put things a little bit over screens. They sort of made over fire. But mostly they just dried in the sun. And so dehydrating can be done extremely simply. Now, having a dehydrator is a wonderful thing. It goes a lot quicker, and you can do it when it's rainy, like it happens to be raining here today. But you can dry all kinds of stuff just with the sun. And I have done quite a bit of drying, just taking old window screens that I scrubbed real well and putting them in an unused vehicle. We tend to have backup vehicles. We drive old cars. We have backup vehicles, or we have like a snowplow truck that we primarily just use for plowing in the winter. So in the summer, it's free. And so I just put screens and put them across the seat and the dash, and they dry, especially when I'm drying a lot of my, like, spinach and kale and stuff like that. But I've dried fruit, and I haven't dried meat that way, but I have dried all kinds of fruit and vegetables that way. One thing you do want to be aware of, if it's at all juicy, like I had a bunch of cherries given to me, so I cut them in half and dried them in there. You do want to put some kind of protective cover over your seat, because some fruit especially will drip, okay? But you can actually dry, if you have the ovens that you can get down really, really, really low temperature, you can just dry on cookie sheets in your oven. And some old stoves have the pilot light, and some of them make enough heat to dehydrate stuff in the oven at a low temperature. So there are multiple ways without even buying anything to speak of to dry food. Now, I bet dehydrators are really wonderful. They also make what's called a solar dehydrator, and they're just trays that are stacked up in between. You know, they have webbing between them, kind of keep them separated. And then they have a mesh that wraps around the trays that have been stacked, and they usually have a zipper in it. And you can dry a lot of things outside like that. Or I even used to hang it by our old cook stove, a wood stove. We had a hook my husband stuck up in the ceiling that didn't really stand out. I don't really want to do it at this house. It would look a little odd. But our other places didn't really stand out, and I just hung the solar dehydrator off to the side of the stove, because if you hung it above, it would probably melt. They're usually made out of plastic. And I even made jerky that way, rolled ground jerky. You take meat with as little fat as you can, you grind it up and put a lot of various seasonings into it, and you roll it out, and you just stick it on your trays. And you can score it with like a butter knife so it breaks up easier. And you dry it, and you usually have to flip it over, and it makes really great jerky, and it's easy to eat jerky for those of us who have older teeth and for little kids. But I like to dry a lot of my greens, but I'm not going to use them, like the spinach and kale, and I have done chard. Chard has a little bit of a stronger flavor, so if you're going to dehydrate chard, you probably want to put it more like in a some type of vegetable soup dish or something like that, in my opinion. But I take the spinach that I dehydrate and the kale, and after it's all dry, I just shred it, and then I put it on trays to dry either outside or in my dehydrator. And then I kind of crush it into a jar, and then when I get ready to make spaghetti or enchiladas or anything real spicy, I just take a bunch of that, and I crush it between my palms of my hand, and I throw it in the soup, and you can't even taste it. And so you added extra nutrition into your sauce. But I've also, lately I've had a bunch of onions that were starting to get soft in the basement, so I've been dehydrating that. And I think I hear music, so I'll continue this afterwards.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to go to the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll finish up with how she does her onion. Be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The monthly release of the Consumer Price Index will show Americans if inflation will be short-term or part of a long-term and dangerous cycle. Ahead of Thursday's inflation data, the White House is confident the economic recovery will continue. JBS USA on Thursday announced it had paid hackers the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to resolve a cyber attack that forced the meat company to shut down. The payment was made in Bitcoin. The FBI believes the hackers are living on Russian soil. After 13 years of work, Canadian pipeline company TC Energy said on Wednesday it was formally ending its bid to build the Keystone XL pipeline project. President Biden revoked the pipeline's permits on his first day in the White House. The pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the Gulf Coast of America. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As the pandemic is in its waning days in the United States, across the pond, that's not the case. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
The next installment of the video game Battlefield 6 has now been officially titled Battlefield 2042. The game is set to drop on October 22nd and is priced higher on PS5 and Xbox Series than PC versions. It's about $10 cheaper for PC users. It should be noted Battlefield 2042 will not have a single-player campaign and will be completely multiplayer only. The versions are All-Out Warfare, the next level of conquest and breakthrough from previous games, Hazard Zone, a modernization high-stakes squad-based experience. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. This is Kathy, and I'm here with Sharon. I want to get back to the onions, but I wanted to talk a minute about there's two types of dehydrators. There's a round one, and there's a box-shaped one, which with shelves that pull out. I've had both. Now, my first one was a very inexpensive, probably a $25, $30 round one, and it worked okay. You couldn't get much in it, but you had to rotate it's got stackable round shelves on it, and you had to rotate them because the things on the bottom would get way done and the things on the top wouldn't. So when I got the box-shaped one, that one's much more even. for what I'm using it for. So there's two different types. If you have the money, I would say invest in one that's a better one. I know Nesco makes a good one, and there's the Excalibur. I don't have that. Mine actually came from Cabela's. So I don't really know who the manufacturer was, but it does a pretty good job. And I wanted to mention a few of the benefits of it. When you dehydrate, if you have a lot of things, it takes up a lot less space. So you can maybe do like a whole bag of onions, and then you can dehydrate them and put them in a 2-quart glass jar and vacuum seal them, and that's going to take up a lot less room than a whole bag of onions, especially when the sweet onions come in, like the Walla Walla or the Vidalia onions come in, and you want to save some of those, or you're gifted some, or you have some starting, like you need to use them up, so you just can go ahead and dehydrate them. But it's what I like, too, is it saves a lot of money. If you have things in your garden, like Sharon was talking about greens, or even like dandelion greens, you can go out when you're weeding and take all your greens and just put them in a little box or bucket that you're going to bring in the house, and you can dry them and then powder them down in a blender, or I use like a Ninja blender with a cup, and I do a lot of my greens that way. It really blends them up well. And then you can add them to your soups, stews, but I put them in my smoothies, because if you buy those powdered greens, they're expensive. For a little jar, it's like $15 to $20. If they're called ancient greens, or there's all different kinds. So if you save your greens that are edible, whether it's your kale, your spinach, your dandelion greens, mustard greens, and you dry them and powder them down, you can use them all throughout the winter, and you're not spending the $15 or $20 for one of those little canisters. And you don't need refrigeration with this. Once you dehydrate, if you don't have a lot of room, like Sharon doesn't have a lot of room to store, so you don't need to refrigerate, and it's easier than canning. Once you do it, it's just really not that hard. And I would say just give things a try, and we'll talk about what types of things we do and how we do it as we get into the show. But this year, there's an example that I was just reading about where the lady had strawberries, and she had a lot of them, and she takes and she puts them in her dehydrator, and you want to wash them, pat them dry, and you put them on your shelves, and then they're real she puts them in like her trail mix, and then she gives them to her grandkids, and they're super sweet. It concentrates the flavor. So I've got a little strawberry patch out here, and I'll probably go pick some at one of our farms around here. That I'm going to do that for my grandkids, because I'm sure they'll just think that's so neat to have a trail mix with these strawberries in it. But the other thing I want to talk about is it makes your food last longer, too. I mean, you know, think about how long if you dry your oregano or your basil. That will last you at least a year, especially if it's vacuum sealed, or you freeze it, then it lasts a lot longer. So anyway, Sharon, I just wanted to mention some of those items that if somebody wanted to think about it, it's really not that hard, and it saves a lot of time and money, and you're so happy you do it later when you just could go in your pantry and grab what you need. So anyway, Sharon, you were talking about onions, so I'll let you finish up on that.
Well, yeah, but I'll actually comment on what you said.
okay,
you know
go
what?
Ahead.
I would buy frozen vegetables that were on sale. They used to go on sale really cheap, okay? And I would buy, you know, 20 of them or maybe more, and I would dehydrate them. So, like, I dehydrated some mixed vegetables, all right? And I would use them. Well, I cook with a whole lot of stuff, like baking pot pie or whatever like that. Anyway, I had just stuck them in the old plastic shortening cans, and I had them in an outbuilding, and I actually pulled them out 10 years later, seriously, because they kind of got buried, and I made up some type of soup type thing, and they actually tasted fine. They were good. They were a little faded in the color, so you can dehydrate, and this wasn't even vacuum packed, okay, because I like to put them in jars and vacuum pack them. Or you could put them in the vacuum pack bags, but just make sure you store those bags someplace where, you know, if you're storing,
I would just store them in something that can't be eaten by varmints. I mean, I don't care how good of a house. We almost never have gotten, I don't think we've ever gotten a mouse in this house. But inevitably, those little critters know how to get into houses. And so I would just put them in something, you know, that they can't get into. But you could put them in bags even and just stack them in a container that can't be gotten into very well. But, yeah, you can save a ton of money. And, yes, it stores super long, and it doesn't take up near the space. And I know not everybody has more than one freezer backup, but even with me, I'm going to be dehydrating and canning some of the stuff out of my freezer so I have room for this year's produce that's coming in. But as far as onions, I just tend to dice them up. I put them on the trays, and I dehydrate them. I must warn you, they're super powerful smelling. So at our past place, we had a mudroom that was enclosed, and I would just open the windows because it had windows, and I would put it out there and dehydrate it there. In this place, because of the weather we've been having, I actually do it in a spare room, but I have windows open, and I just shut the door so it doesn't matter to the rest of the house. And I find dehydrated onions extremely handy, but then I cook with a lot of seasonings. And I like to have fresh onions because, you know, if you make soft tacos or something like that, I like to be able to dice up and have the crunch of the onion. But a lot of the stuff I make uses onions. And I also have the square dehydrator. I start out with one of those round ones, and it did work. Like you said, you have to move the trays, and it took a lot longer. And a friend of mine had an Excalibur one. She loaned it to me, and I couldn't believe how much I could do. And mind you, we raised five kids, so I was doing a lot of dehydrating, a lot of stuff. And so I ended up getting one. It was wonderful. I've used it for many years. I've had it for over 20 years, and it's still running. So I believe they're a very good investment, but they are not cheap, I must admit. But you can look around. I've actually seen them sold at garage sales and on Craigslist before, so that might be an option for you. We used to take fruit. I don't know if you ever did this, but we would take fruit like I would do a lot of canning, and so I would buy seconds on pears and peaches, and if they didn't look really great, I'd cut them out, the bad stuff, and then I would pre-up the pear or peach or cherry or whatever I had, and frequently, because I was still busy in summer, I'd throw it in gallon baggies and freeze it for a while, but later on, I would pull it out, and I would make fruit rolls for my kids, and they love them. They're great for taking hiking or camping. And their neighbor kids, even still, they're grown now, they come up to me, I remember those fruit rolls we used to eat. So that is a really great way to use your leftover fruit. And you can, a lot of times you can find boxes at seconds and stuff like that. You know, you can, well, you and I mean, you can dehydrate all kinds of things. I actually had a friend who used to take the meal she made and dehydrated it, and would put it in some kind of container, and she'd send it to her husband at work, and he'd pour boiling water over it and let it set for a while, and then I think he bought a microwave, but he ate it. That's what he ate for leftovers, for hot lunches. So you can, if you ever get into dehydrating, there's just almost no limit to what you can dehydrate. Now, me personally, if I dehydrate meat, I'm just more comfortable storing it in the freezer. Have you dehydrated any meat, Kathy?
The only thing I have done, I have made jerky a couple times, and I do liver treats for my dog. And I actually, and I have to apologize if you hear wailing and gnashing of teeth. I've shut the door, but I'm puppy sitting my son's 7-month-old German Shepherd, and she is active from the time she gets up till the time she goes to bed. So she knows I'm in here. So if you hear noises, that's her, and I apologize for that. I do liver for the dogs. Now, what I do is I buy the beef liver, and when you're dehydrating, especially something real sticky like liver or meat, you could use parchment paper or those silicone things that you can put on your baking sheet. You just want to make sure that you can have enough airflow around it. You don't want to have like a whole big thing of meat with no air going through it. So I tend to go every other shelf if I'm going to do it. But I get all the moisture out, whether I use like an old towel or paper towels, and you want to get it as dry as you can get it. And then I lay it on the parchment paper, and I'm like you, I did it in the house once, and boy, did it stink. The onions or the liver really stink. So, and even some of the herbs can really get pretty potent. So I have couple ideas. I have done it in the garage. We have, you know, outlets out there, and I have a little table I can put it on. And I also have a covered front porch with an outlet out there. So as long as it's not going to rain, I'll put it out there first thing in the morning and let it go all day. And typically by the time I go to bed, it's done. But the idea for dehydrating is you have to make sure it's dry before you store it. Like my liver literally snaps like a chip or a cracker. If it's really rubbery or, you know, you can't really break it, I would dehydrate it some more unless you're going to store it in the freezer. Because I have had once where I had tomatoes where I didn't dehydrate them all the way and they had mold on them. So what you can do to check it is you can, let's say you did apples or peaches or like liver treats or something like that. You could put them in a glass jar and keep them on your counter. Put a lid on it and check it every day. Just maybe turn it upside down and look. If you have any condensation in there, then you know that you don't have all the moisture out. So just get your dehydrator out and put it in there for another hour or two and then put it back in the jar. Let it cool first. You want everything to be room temperature. You don't want anything warm in there because it is going to not seal well. But, or, you know, you don't want that because it will cause mold. But once you check it again and you put it in the jar, if you have no moisture, no condensation, then you should be good to go. Then you can vacuum pack it with a food saver lid, or you can use a vacuum bag, or you can store it in a Tupperware container, whatever you want. I tend to use the food saver lid and the vacuum bag, because I think Sharon does too, unless I'm going to use it fairly quickly. Like I do celery leaves because I grow celery. And I have found personally that the leaves are more nutritious and they taste better. So when I make chicken soup and I make in my stock or vegetable soup, I'll throw in a handful or two of the celery leaves. And people will say, what is so different about your soup? Why is it so tasty? And I'll say, well, it's the leaves. I cook my stock with the leaves and then I add a few leaves when I make the base of my soup. But then I make the stalks of it too. So for the rest of the soup, and then that adds more flavor. So you just want to make sure that everything is dry. And then I want to get back to blanching and some of the techniques that we use for when we do our vegetables. So when we come back, Sharon and I will talk about that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. This is Kathy, and I'm talking with Sharon about dehydrating. I wanted to make a couple comments about the dehydrator. I know you can buy inserts for on the shelf because they have open areas, so it's like little holes or little X's where they're all, it's open so the air can circulate. But sometimes you need a real small insert that goes on the shelf. Now, what I did was I had some counted cross stitch sheets that were in the basement with my craft area, and I just cut them to size and laid them in there. Like if I was going to do oregano or something that got real small that would fall through those holes. And I know you can buy inserts. I honestly haven't checked the price or what they are, so I may look into that to see if it's kind of like my counted cross stitch sheets or if it's better than that. And the other thing I wanted to mention is there's a website that you can get on, and it's called National Center for Home Food Preservation. And they have a good section on dehydrating in there. So here's one thing that I made the mistake on, and it was celery. And I did celery once, and I dehydrated it, and it was real tough. It was okay, but it was still not that great. And that was my fault because I did not blanch it. And blanching kind of relaxes the fibers so that when you go to rehydrate it, then it was much better. So that was my fault. So I did learn a little bit about that. And so when I do my celery this year, I'm going to blanch it, and hopefully it'll come out better. And one of the things you're talking about at the grocery store was talking about celery is I just had to pick some up the other day. And I went to get one of the stalks, and it was, when I looked, turned it over, there was one that was literally twice as big as all the rest of them. It was the same price. So when you're looking at, when you're picking out things, celery is not as obvious, but if you turn it over and look at the bottom of it, and you look at, you compare them, you can really tell, like this one was huge. So I basically got doubled the celery for the same price. So that's just a little tip that I've done is when I go to buy celery. But Sharon, I wanted to ask you about your puree. Now, did you say that you obviously drain all the liquid, like from canned fruit, and then you puree it like in a food processor and then spread it out on one of those, like a silicone sheet or parchment paper or something like that?
Well, when I did fruit, I used fresh fruit, okay?
Okay.
But I used to do a lot of canning, and the fruit stand store, you know, kind of they have them around here in the summer. At least they used to have a lot more. But anyway, they would sell me their kind of cast-off boxes, and we had pigs and chickens at the time. And I would go through it, and, you know, so you have a peach, and it might have a half a dollar size bruise on one side, but the rest of the peach is wonderful. So I would cut out anything bad, and I would take the rest of the peach, and I would just puree it in my blender and throw it. Usually I threw it into the freezer in gallon baggies for a while. And later on I would take it, and I liked to mix my fruit with bananas, and I did add some sugar because my kids weren't going to eat if it didn't have some sweetness. But I tried to not make it oversweet, just pleasantly so. And then I would just put it on the trays, and you just kind of spread it out with a rubber spatula, and you just let it dry. And sometimes I would flip it over, and you could. I have, I guess it's probably a silicone sheet. I purchased them from Excalibur. And they, like I said, I've had this thing for over 20 years, and it's still working. The sheets are working. Everything is working. It looks a little rough from the wear because we've moved it around a few times, and it suffered a little bit, but it works perfect. I would just flip them over, and then I would actually cut them in half lengthwise and roll them up with some plastic. And they store forever because you basically have the air out of them. And like I said, my kids used to like to eat them for snacks, and my husband and the sons and even our daughters hunted some. They would take them hunting or hiking or whatever. But I made them quite inexpensive. Plus, I could get free fruit, too. Like, I got free peaches before and free plums. And people have these fruit trees, and the fruit just drops to the ground, and it rots and collects a lot of flies and bees. And so a lot of people are quite happy to have you come pick their fruit. And you have to be very respectful, not break the branches, and don't leave a big mess. And usually I have my kids help clean up the grounds, and we'd throw it all into some bags if they wanted, if you could pick it up. I mean, sometimes it's gone into the ground too much. But when I was getting apples, you sometimes have extra apples drop down the ground. We tried not to ever leave a mess. And we had people that were happy to have us come every year and get their stuff out of the yard. So I made a lot of fruit rolls that way. I still make a few now, but it's just my husband and I, and we don't go through as much like that. The other thing I do just to mention is I used to take bananas and cut them in little circles. Actually, I used, I think it's called a tomato slicer, and it has all these little sections and a serrated bottom. And you can just go down the bananas and make them all even, and I'd lay them out. And kids liked them. We called them banana chips. And I hear the music. But you do want to get them all the way dry, or those things can mold. So like Kathy was mentioning, you definitely want to check to make sure they dry. If you can snap them, they're usually dry. Fruit rolls you can leave softer, yeah, but they still need to be quite dry. Okay, you need to give them a dry stand, but they'll be a little more flexible. Anyway, did I hear music or am I not?
Yes, you did. Yep, we'll be right back. We're going to the top of the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.